Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maroni Mirazi Shiyechu, this is Moshe Raveshnerai, so Moshe Mordechai. Chai Yochevet Fega, Bas Michalit Dispasia, Rav Shai Ben Lev, Rav Yosef Ben Chana, and Harab Michal David Ben Esther Viva. We are continuing our series of Shiulim in the Mesilas Yesharim. What an incredible book. So we're in the third chapter, and we're speaking about the two Yetzer Haras, the two mistakes the Yetzer Hara causes a person to make. One is that the Yetzer Hara, it's like it's when it's dark. What happens when it's dark? When it's dark, you can't see, and therefore you fall. So that's what the Yetzer Hara covers his eye, covers a person's eyes, and doesn't let a person see the truth. And another is that he sees bad as it's good and good as it's bad. And that's worse. It's more gefährlich. So what do you have to do? Says Rabbeinu, "V'chazem bnei yisrael tachas achoshek u'shem hem tachas mishalas yitzram. Achoshek kriyat yitzram and amaser zayim roam em slamiti v'chom liatz l'shar bnei adam alav." So basically, this person is stuck in jail, and he has to go. People have already gotten out of jail, and they can give him eitzes. It's analogous to a labyrinth, to a gan mavucha, and the hedges of plants are arranged into many intricate walls, among them many confusing interlacing pathways, all of which appear similar. And the tachlis is to get to the lookout tower in the midst of the maze. But among these pathways, some of them truly lead to the tower, while others deceive him, leading him astray. So one who walks between the paths can't know if he's going on the right path or the wrong path, the correct one or the deceptive one, because they're all so similar. So he won't reach the tower unless he knows the correct path through prior experience and visual familiarity by having entered it before and successfully reached the goal, namely the tower. And one standing on the lookout tower can see all the pathways. He knows what are the true ones, what are the false ones, and he can tell people what the right path to take is. So if you're willing to believe him, you'll reach the designated place. If you follow your own eyes, then you won't. So to hear, somebody who hasn't ruled over his evil inclination, he's in the pathways. So the people who are already there, that's you have to go to tzaddikim, and they know. They've already made the mistakes. They've learned, they know the truth path, so you should have to follow them. And the counsel they give us is to make a cheshbon. Among other wise counsels they give you. The cloud of the matter is, the summary of all of the matter is that a man must contemplate with his intellect always and at all times, and also during fixed appointed time of solitude, what is the true path according to the Torah that man must walk upon, and afterwards to come to reflect on his own deeds to ascertain if they are traveling on the path or not, on this path or not. For through this, certainly it will be easy for him to purify himself of all evil and to correct his ways. So you have to make a cheshbon nefesh, to be mizboinim b'sichloi, to have a fixed time of solitude, and ask yourself what the right way is, and don't get caught up in all the darkness. As it says in the pasuk, paleis magal raglech v'chol rechecha yikono, weigh the path of your feet and all your ways will be established. Proverbs 4:26, and let us search and examine our ways and we'll return to Hashem. Nach b'sadur achinu v'nach kaira v'nashuva el Hashem. So that the Rabbeinu says, misboinim b'sichlei tamid, you have to misboinim b'yusaycha, you have to contemplate when you're alone, what's the derech hamiti according to the Chok HaTorah? First say, what does the Torah say? And then ask what you're doing. Kol ma she'adim u'yosef gadol, says Rabbeinu, in the Shmoy Nekvotzim, Ches Kuf Mem Tes. Kol Ma Hashadim U'Yosei Gada, Tzarech U'Yosei L'Chapis Es Atzma. The greater a man is, says Rabbeinu, Maran HaRav Zitzal, the more he has to search himself out. Yoter Mestater Oti Me'akaratom Nishmato Amuka. The more is hiding from his recognition, his deep neshama. Ad Yitzarech L'Harvitz B'Svodidus B'Salus Harayim. This Amkus Machsha Machshava, B'Shtacherut HaDe'a, Ad Shesof Kol Sof Titkalei Lav Nishmato, Ha'idei Ezrachat K'tzat Mizivei Orea. V'az Imtzat Osho Yitalem Mikol Ha'ashpalot. לא שום שנאה, קנאה ותחרות. ואור השלום ועוז הגבורה עליו יופיע. So Ramchal says that you have to be mizvoided in order to figure out what's the Derech HaTorah and whether your maisim are fitting with the Derech HaTorah. Maran HaRav adds that you have to also be voided yourself. What's your neshama? In other words, it's more of a personal avoda. Not, Ramchal is a personal avoda. You have to examine your deeds vis-a-vis what the Torah requires. It's all true. But in addition to that, you have to see what type of soul you have. What type of soul do you have? And the greater you are, the harder it's going to be to find. And a lot of us are walking around with tremendous kochos, with tremendous abilities, with tremendous capacities. And you have to appreciate who you are. And that's a problem for a lot of us. The problem for a lot of us is that we don't appreciate who we are. Yodea talumos, we look at that. The Rambam says, Yodea talumos has to be made, you're never going to return to this sin. But in addition to that, the Yodea Ta'alumos also knows how much greatness we have in our soul. And you have to appreciate that and you have to connect to that. And it's not right that a person doesn't appreciate the great neshama Hashem gave him or her. You have to search yourself out. And then you'll find, when you find yourself and how great you are, you'll elevate yourself from all the ashpalas, from all the lowness. But for that, you have to be alone. You have to have a spodidus, because when you're among other people, so then you get caught up in what they're doing. Ah, he's an investment banker, and he's a lawyer, and he's doing Daf Yomi, and he's in this learning program, and he's in this learning program. And then you start modeling yourself after other people. When your mahalach is different than their mahalach, and your soul is different than their soul. And your needs are different than their needs. You have to misbode and see what's the correct era for you to go in your avodas Hashem, based on your sharish neshama. Everybody has different sharish neshama, different matias. So that's in Shemoyne Kvatzim Ches Kuf Memtes. And that the Rav writes, the Ramchal, Moreno Ramchal, Kotev, Tzarech Adam Neos Mizvoinin, Bizvordu Amaisiv Shelo Noka Litor Mikora, Uliasha Kol Drachov. He writes, "Kishachoshev misvoidei, umisgala benafsho as hakocha duchani apnimi shelo, chashu et kol apgamim, shenifgeman nishmato mikoch masim umidot, sheinan hagunot. Metzteeru as b'tzar pnimi ve'amok, choter beruchu letaken et ha'meuvat." When a choshev is misvoidei, and he reveals in his soul the deeper spiritual power, he feels all the pagamim, all the blemishes that his soul has been blemished because of his mice and his midos that aren't correct. And he has deep tsar. In other words, the Ramchal writes that a person has to be in his boinein when he's alone on his deeds so that he can purify himself from evil. And miyashir drachum, shiyanaka loy li torah mikol ra, uliyashir kol drachav. As Maran HaRav, Omer Mosif, that a person also has deep tsar. When he's misbloated, when he's misbloated. And he says, look at how far I am. The Reifon in Mitzah. Choter b'ruchol l'takena t'muvat. He is digging with his spirit to fix what's crooked. K'sha'atzar ha'pnimim mitkala b'chol tokof shelo, k'sha'matzar b'chitzonin ha'asar ha'ua, when his internal tzar is revealed with all of its power when his external situation is shaky, like at a time of failure, a time of distress. אז ההרגשה הפנימית איננה כל כך איתנה. ומקום מקום גם אז יכולה יצר הפלמיו לבוא למרום קיצה. כי גם תשובה שעל ידי איסורים היא תשובה. When a person is feeling tsar for his pugamim at difficult times, then he's not so strong. And nevertheless, he can still make a tikkun. Why? Because tshuva al yidei yisurim is also tshuva. So when he's alone and he realizes what all of his pugamim are, even though it's tshuva mitoch yisurim, because he has such tsar on his pugamim, that's also called tshuva. So again, Ramchal writes that a person, you know, when you're in your misbodeh, you can fix your ways. And the Rav says that a time that you can have regesh pnimit tsar v'amok, you're going to have deep internal pain. And if that deep internal pain leads one to fixing his deeds, and that's terrific, even though you're right, it's tshuva mitoch yisurim, it's also tshuva. So now we move on to Perek Revi. Omer Mareinu, Hine ma shemevi et adam al hazirut ulimud Torah. That brings a person to zehirus is learning Torah. And that's what Rav Pinchas Ben Yair stated in the Braisa. Torah brings to watchfulness. But that which in particular brings one to watchfulness is contemplation on the severity of the service which a man is obligated in the depth of the judgment incurred. After mizbon and the chomer avoda and the oimek hadin, v'yetzei lo zeh, the realization comes from the iyun b'maisim. Look at what's written in the Sifrei Kodesh, and you look at the ma'amari chachamim. So in general, learn Torah. Torah brings to watchfulness. But in particular, you have to mizbonin on how severe the service is. What you're obligated in. A person's obligated in a lot more than he may think. And the oimek hadin, how much he's going to be punished for not fulfilling his requirements. And he gets this from looking in the Sifrei HaKodesh, Mamari Chachamim, and then you see what the Chomer Avoda is and what's required of you and what the Oimek Hadin is. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos talks about somebody who has Torah, but he doesn't have Yerushamayim. So, such a person who has Torah, doesn't have Yerushamayim, what's he like? So it's like a gizbar. It's like a treasurer to whom they gave the keys to the inner doors of the treasury, but they didn't give the keys to the outer doors. With what key will he enter? So here Torah is the inner key, but he needs fear of heaven to gain access. Rav Yani says a different word. Rav Yani would proclaim, woe unto one who doesn't have a courtyard, but he makes a fence for the courtyard. The less lay dart, the vitar le dart of it. He doesn't have a courtyard, but he makes a fence for the courtyard. A person who lacks Yerushamayim means he doesn't have a courtyard. That's the courtyard. He makes a fence, he has Torah. Well, what's the point if he doesn't actually have the courtyard? So what's this mashal of Rabbi Yanai? And this is going to relate to what Rabbeinu says over here, that what brings you to Zahirus is learning Torah. So let's see what Maran HaRav writes. This is in Masechet Shabbos on page 155, the Ein Ayah was Kufayim. Tchilat HaTziurim HaTovim שצריכים לתפוס מקום בליבו. The beginning of the good picture that a person has to be in a person's heart is that life has to be based on the path of Hashem, the path of good and justice that is explicated in the Torah in all of its broad and vast details. Bine, mi sheyesh lo zeh atziur haklali, somebody who has this general picture, kama gadol hu ha'erech shel ha'chayim, how great is the value of life, shehu al pi ha'tov va'emet, when it's based on good and truth. V'kama garua hu erkan, and how inferior is their value, shiyum yusadim al derech shel resha v'kesa, when it is founded on the pathway of evil and foolishness. If you have this tzior klali of life being based on the way of Hashem, that's life. So then you realize how great is the value of your life when it's based on good and truth, and how inferior is its value when it's based on evil and foolishness. V'yakir erka shel Torah v'yavim v'yeda kama tov tzavun bekirba v'adnicha ta'atam b'darkei ha'chayim. He will recognize its value, the value of Torah, and will understand and know how good is, how much good is encapsulated in it. It leads a man in the pathways of life. Alken yigdal b'levavo erech ha'Torah, and therefore will be great in his heart the value of Torah. And the more you learn to know every detail of its details, yosif ba'ava, you'll add love to Torah. And in your soul will be increased the power of good, the da'at with knowledge, v'yirat Hashem, fear of God, u'v'musar haskel, and with musar which leads you on the right path, wise musar. So again, the Rav is saying that first a person has to appreciate the value of life with Torah. And then when you appreciate that that's it, that's the purpose, to go in Derech Hashem, you'll really love Divrei Torah. And the more Torah you know, the more details you know, the more love you'll have for Torah, and there'll be more good within you. More good, more Yiras Hashem, more Musar. Ma'ashen ken mitzur ha'klali hazeh, but if you lack this tziur haklali, if you lack this general picture, this illustration of what life is about, then you will not appreciate the purpose of Torah. Because justice has not hit one's heart, taken root in one's heart. Ve'enenu makira tova gedola shel ha'adracha v'darkei ha'chayim hayotzeit midarka shel Torah. And he doesn't recognize the great good of the guidance in the path of life that comes from Torah. The person who doesn't appreciate that Torah is the purpose of life won't appreciate the Torah and the guidance that the Torah gives you in living your life. Yish kazeh lo yuchal la'akil erka shel Torah. Such a person can't appreciate the value of Torah. V'chol asher yireh sh'rabu prateh shel Torah. The more he sees the details of the Torah, techashev alav kemasa kaved ukor esik shel Torah. It's going to be considered an asek of toil and a burden. It's going to feel burdensome to him. Just today, Siyata Dishmaya, we learned a letter that the Rav wrote to Moshe Zeidel, where apparently Zeidel was complaining about all the details of halacha and how difficult it is. And Rav says, no! This is what frees you. This is what makes life, this is the juice of life. This must make you expansive. This is awesome. This should be appreciated. That's what he's saying over here. What he's saying is that the more you appreciate Torah, the more you'll understand what every detail of Torah, how much it adds to your life. And the less you appreciate Torah, the more it's going to seem burdensome to you. Oh, another halacha, another halacha. It's a wonderful, wonderful sefer. Not sefer, but Sfarim also. Every week they come out with a parasha sheet from Avram Genchovsky. Hagon, Hagadol, Amufla, Vamufla. Chadmi, not only Goine Ador, but also one of the Tzaddiki Ador. So, there he has every halacha. Just endless nafkaminas, endless fakirs. What will be the halacha in this case? What will be the halacha in that case? Or the halacha according to this sheet, or the halacha according to that sheet. And there's just so many new halachas that come out. A person who doesn't like halachas says, well, what are you bothering me for? You know, I learned my kids a Shulchan Aruch, you have your few halachas over there and you're done with it. And that's a mistake. Because the more the better. That's why we have the Mishnah Berurah. People think the Mishnah Berurah is the final word. Then a nice Hasidic rabbi from Yerushalayim, Ramat Shlomo, came out with the Piskei Tshuvos. And then you have the first volume was on Shabbos. It was a thin volume that he wrote decades ago. And then the volume started getting thicker and thicker, and then the first one was on Shabbos. And now, in the last few years, he's come out with new volumes on Shabbos. You know, two thick volumes already on Shabbos. He can write 1,000 of them, right? And he also has on Chelek Aleph, Chelek Beis, now two volumes on Chelek Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Hei, Chelek Vav. And then there he has loads and loads of sources from Tshuvos. See, this tshuva is safer, and that tshuva is safer. Mamish, ain't the davar self, ain't the davar self. So a person who doesn't appreciate Torah is going to say, stop bothering me, mata machbid alai, and kol alachot. But somebody who loves Torah, appreciates the value of Torah, the Torah gives him guidance. Can you imagine somebody says, it's so burdensome, I'm always walking around with these eyes. These eyes are such a pain, you know, they just add weight to my body. Or a person has to wear glasses. Can't see without glasses. Like I can't see clearly without glasses. So, what a pain to put on my glasses, right? What would I rather? I can't read a sefer. In my old age, I have to get. I have multifocals. Then I have to have one for seeing distance, the upper part of the glasses, the middle part of the glasses, so that I can look at a computer. And then the bottom part of the glass is to read the small print. I couldn't read small letters for a while until I went to the optician and got new glasses. So God blessed me that I have eyes and that I have glasses. Glasses only help me. They're not a burden. They're there to help me navigate my way through life, literally. So that's what the Torah does. The Torah, all these halachas, are not a burden. That's what helps you get through life. That's what helps you get close to Hashem. Person who doesn't appreciate that is going to see it as a masa kavod in the Isak Shel Torah. V'yoter tov haya ma'amado ha'musrim tachat amalo v'torah v'dvarteh ma'ashen lo ha'kara l'afchin ro'amut nerkam v'yukhu l'ehachashe b'ainav k'dvarim shelo v'achbada v'miya v'tchila m'kavei tzidiyot v'akarot cholot l'akir ha'yodan et tov ha'kali v'dusha ha'yona ha'nizgava ha'yotzet mi'orcha shel Torah sh'yadei ha'diyot ha'tariyot yitutku ainav v'akir p'dushita shel Torah ch'yavim v'yeda ki lo yuchal ish liyot b'emet dvek b'ora ha'yona shel ziv ha'torah. So you know what a person should do? First, you have to have a general course in appreciating the value of Torah, the principles of Torah. The Rav has a sefer, Rota Torah, amazing sefer, just amazing, millions of dollars. If you buy it, you can probably get it for a few dollars, but it's worth millions. And it's not fraud, that's really what it's being sold for. It's amazing. So that sefer tells you, guides you about the general value of Torah. Or you want to go earlier, you learn the Nefesh HaChayim, Rav Shech Chaim talks about the Kedusha of Torah and what Torah is supposed to do for you. And of course, there are Mamar Chazal and Mishainim, and Sifrei Chassidus are filled with it, and Sifrei Musar. So first learn the value of Torah, and then when you get to all the Pratim and Diktukim, you'll say, oh, this is great. And what will be the halacha here and the halacha there when you learn a sugya? You don't just want to learn Pasha Pshat. Rabbi says this, Abai says this, Vayter, let's read and translate. No, you want to understand their svaras. Why did they say what they said? And Rashi says like this, and why does Rashi learn like Rashi learns, and why does Tosis learn like Tosis learns? And how do you answer Rashi to Tosis Kashas on Rashi? And how do you answer the Pnei Yoshua's Kashas on Tosis? And maybe if you learn if you Rashi, well, how would Rashi answer? And Harris on Rashi. And you just keep going deeper and deeper, and you love it. And you learn Alibi the Helchasa also. Get such appreciate. This is going to help me through life. על כן חובה רבה היא לגדולי תלמידי חמים נכנסים כבר לשיר פנקי פרטי בפני התורה להכיר לדבוק עומק הצדק הלבי שבתורה. So before you get into all the details, first appreciate there's a forest here, there's a gorgeous forest of trees. And then it won't be a burden for you to learn all the details. Just like being involved in making a gate. Elevates the soul of the owner of the courtyard. Because he needs this gate. Once you realize that you have a courtyard, and you want to make a fence for the courtyard, you want to make a gate for the courtyard, that's only if you have a courtyard. Aviyot ha-tviya kolel shalom ha-katzedek ha-natur ba-torah b'kfirtei. B'frateha. B'lti netuwa b'lev. Inena mangish kvodo. והעודו של התלמוד, המבר בהרחבה ובחומה רבה המון דקדוקי מעשים לפרטיהם, אם כן יהיה בעיניו עסק בפרטי דקדוקי מעשים בעומק הדעת, כמו שעושה גיש בעשיית שער בהם מלחציה. You're going to think, what's the tachlis if a person doesn't appreciate Torah? He's going to think, what's the tachlis? What am I doing? Just like when a person builds a gate and there's nothing behind it. There's no courtyard. So what are you building this gate for? There's no courtyard. So why are you building a gate? What do you need a gate without a courtyard? He's going to be learning all these gates, all these details without the actual courtyard. So therefore, Vianney was machus, chavala de lesle darta, itara le darta ovid, shevasato rovis skob dvarim shem emet niskavim v'alyonim v'romut lushatam, ulo akdim lachshir atzmo l'avnat klal elokam, yordim etzlo dvarim imalatam. You're engaged in such sublime things. But if you don't appreciate them, then they go down in value. And then, al yidei kach, mitztayrim benafsho, tziurim, kozvim, al klal tudat ha-Torah, ufu'ulata alachim ha-Nashim. And through that, a person has a picture in his soul of a false picture, and the purpose of Torah, and the pool of Torah on human life. Mitzah she'archava pratit, כשאינם מוקדמת להכלל בתכליתה הכללית בציור של אמונת עומן והכרת דעת ויראת השם תחת לרומם ריל ומאזקת ומחברת. And it emerges that when you go through all the details, you don't have the klalim of the value of Torah, and all the details just cause damage. And therefore you have to mark the klalim to the pratim. And then the pratim will take on a lot more value. You'll appreciate them a lot more. So chaval, the last lay down at the end of a courtyard and just making the gate. So the gate is great. It's Romanus. It's a beautiful gate. But you're going to think there's no tachlis to learning all these pratim. And when we talk about Yerushalayim is realizing where this is all supposed to get you. That's the pnimius. The pnimius is to get you to Hashem. And that's what all the details are supposed to do. So first you appreciate that there's a forest. First you have to have your Shemayim. And then you'll build the gate. Then you'll get all the details. This is going to give me your Shemayim. This is going to give me your Shemayim. Otherwise, it's just a pain. It's just a burden. The Ramchal tells us that what brings a person to Zahirus, it brings a person to vigilance, to watchfulness, is learning Torah. Limud, as he writes in Parakeh, Yeroto derachet zivuyev and sarotein in sof neilav yitchadesh bo otovut sheyefiyehu elatov aderech hatov. When he sees the derech haTorah, the tzivu of the Torah, the azharetz of Torah, so then he's going to have automatically this azharetz to come back to the good. And the Rav clarifies that learning the details of the Torah are only going to be burdensome if he's not makdim to know the value of life, al pi tov emes, the kedusha that comes out of Torah. Because you have to appreciate that Torah brings you to kedusha. Otherwise, learning all of it is just going to be this, it's going to be a pain. It's going to be burdensome. So first, you have to be makdim that you're the value of Torah and what Torah can accomplish for you and how Torah elevates you. So, Mirtz Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue our study of the Mesilas Yesharim next time, and I thank you so much for listening. This is totally awesome, and I loved it. Thank you. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.